This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Sunny skies here in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature stands at 40 degrees. It is Friday, November the 8th of 2024. The time is 8:07. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to start a conversation with my Civic Media colleague, Earl Ingram. Earl is on the air, in fact, right now in Southeast Wisconsin and other stations on the Civic Media Network throughout Wisconsin. And we're going to talk a bit about the election, get his perspective. He's a veteran broadcaster, but also a veteran leader in Southeast Wisconsin. Had a chance to talk to him yesterday after our respective shows were over, and over three segments in this first hour, we're going to listen in. And normally I would try to edit it down in a certain way, but did not want to do that. So we're going to spend much of the first hour in discussion with Earl Ingram. Coming up as well at 8:21, we'll also have our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, with us to talk about the weekend weather forecast. And in hour number two of the show at 9:21, we'll be joined by Paul Miklik to talk Wisconsin sports. But before we go any further, need to say good morning to our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
And coming up at the end of the show, we'll also have Ian with his number for the day quiz as, what are we, two for?
I am a three out of four.
Three out of four. So you already got a winning week, and now today you're going to try to match your all-time best week.
Oh, yes.
So hopefully we can do that as well. Any plans for the weekend? Anything on the itinerary?
Not really too much. Just probably a quiet weekend will be good. I don't really have I don't have rehearsal on the weekend, so probably just, you know, maybe do some exercise, catch up on some shows I missed this week. I do a little bit of reading, just keep it simple.
I think you're very wise in that. I think having some exercise is a good thing. I think that walk around, you feel it, and I think it just makes you better from head to toe, mind and body.
It really does.
And also, I just think that having just a time to decompress a little bit. It's been a long week. It's been a long, long week. And I think we all need to take a step back, try to recharge. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be off next week. Bob Look will be in for me. And I'm going to talk a little in the first segment of the next hour when we have a little time about what this week has taken out of me. I think it's probably taken a lot out of you as well out there. And I'm going to kind of discuss that a little bit in the first segment of hour number two. But I think you've hit it on the head. Mm. A little relaxation this week is the right way to go.
So honestly, reading a book is good for your mental state.
Yeah, mix
better
of being
on social media all the time.
A mix of outside and inside, I think, would be a good thing.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk more with Ian in the next hour as well in the first segment, and also again in the final segment when we have our number for the day quiz. But want to get right into a conversation that I was able to record yesterday after our shows ended. Again, Earl Ingram on WAUK down in Southeast Wisconsin and other stations throughout Wisconsin on Civic Media at the same time that I am. And I thought after the election, after what's going on this week, need to talk a little bit to somebody from outside Central Wisconsin, get their perspective. What are their listeners thinking about as well? So here it is. I had a chance to talk to the great Earl Ingram.
You know, I'm honored beyond words, Chad. Respect you tremendously. You're kind of a guy after my own heart. You're a guy who calls it straight. And, you know, we're kind of throwbacks, right? I mean, yeah. we're from a different time in radio. Radio has changed so tremendously. And so I think the great changes that have occurred in radio as far as technology and all those things are concerned, the intimacy of radio during the old times that kind of spurned me and guys like you and others who kind of got my interest in radio. I hope that never dies. And you and I are kind of legacy kind of guys. And so, you know, we have to make sure that during the time that we have left in this business, which is so fickle,
no kidding,
that we at least get an opportunity to make people understand the importance of what it is we do.
Let me ask you a real simple first question. Are you surprised
about the outcome?
Yes.
I will say to you, yes, I'm surprised. I was devastated. Because I had, even in my own mind, I remember talking constantly the Friday before I dedicated a whole show to women, because I felt that women would be the vanguard. I felt that women would be the saving grace. I knew that it was still a long shot, but I even started believing myself, which I thought was, you know, the emotion and the desire to want to see a woman. And for my own selfish reasons, because men have done such horrible things and continue to do such horrible things, and that our nation was ready for a woman and what women bring to the table. So I had in my own mind, even got myself to believe that this could happen.
I agree 100% in terms of, the need for this country to have that different set of eyes, different set of experiences in the executive chair. And other countries, many other countries have taken that step. The United States of America has not taken that step. Why do you think the United States of America has not taken that step, and what does it say about the United States of America?
You know, Chad, when you look at how long women globally have been in leadership, and you can go back, man, 20 years where women have been leading their nations and those kinds of things. Our nation is still clearly sexist. And, you know, we're not talking about somebody. I believe that Hillary Clinton should have been the first female president in the United States. Brilliant woman. You know, you talk about Margaret Thatcher and all those kind of people. Hillary Clinton was along those lines, mm-hmm. intellectually, mm-hmm. and strong and able to not knuckle under to men who at many times can be aggressive. Hillary Clinton was that kind of a person. And she should have been the first female president of the United States. But in her case, there were even women who, when presented with the opportunity, chose to not support her. And for many various reasons, but I don't know, this was the opportunity at the moment. You know, Chad, I don't know how long it's going to be before this opportunity presents itself again.
Frankly, and Earl, I'd be curious to know if you kind of agree with this. Two-pronged. Number one, in 2016, after the election occurred, we heard all these reasons why Hillary didn't win. She didn't come to Wisconsin, didn't run a great campaign, blah, 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 blah. This time around, Kamala Harris, I think, ran pretty much a flawless campaign in terms of targeting the right places, talking to the right people, not stepping on her own foot and tripping in any way. I mean, she was so smooth. I mean, there were no gaffes. We had a gaffe machine on the other side every single day. The idea that all those excuses in 2016 were put out there. The point of being, I think it goes back to what you said. There is this side of America that, for whatever reason, was not going to let it happen. And you can say all the excuses of 2016 or that 2016 was in some way an accident. It was not an accident, I think, is what we found out this week, right?
Well, you know, Chad, if you're a historian as well, and I'm sure you understand that once this, look how long it took for women to get a chance to vote. My God, you know, we can't dismiss those things. There's some great things about our nation, but there are also some things about our nation that we need to be upfront and honest about. And sexism is one of those things, kind of like racism, that our nation still suffers from. And when you look at women, we're talking about, you know, my mom and her generation, different. You know, they were supporters of their husbands and their children. And that was what they did from my mother's generation. And they weren't as outward and educated as women of today. Educated women frighten educated men in this nation. And it's just a fact. And I don't understand, Chad, why they should be so threatened. You know, they're two different genders. When we were created, it wasn't just men. And so women have a different perspective, a different outlook. I've been married to the same woman for 43 years. Do we always get along? No. You know, on everything, no. But her perspective is different than mine on things. I can't be right about everything. Men aren't right about everything. And so when you have a society that looks at women from the perspective, hey, I'm the man. Well, okay. But men are flawed creatures like all of us. And if we're flawed creatures, then there's got to be, you know, something on the other side or someone on the other side that gives us balance. Women give us balance. And if they can give us balance, that means they can lead. And so I listen to a lot of the things my wife has to say. I'm never a guy who says, I'm the man, I'm right.
Right.
But we still kind of have that kind of, you know, mentality politically, you know, Chad, and we've got to get beyond that.
We're going to hear more of my conversation. We just scratched the surface with Earl Ingram, and we still have plenty more to talk about concerning Election Day and the future as well. And we'll continue the conversation in the segment after our information update at the bottom of the hour. But coming up next, we're going to find out about the weather for this weekend with our colleague and our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. That's coming up in 2 minutes. The time is 8:19 on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by peeking in on our video stream. Go to Facebook.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO portion, and then just click the right button. Technology's above me, so I'm sure you all can figure it out there, but... Friday morning, the sun is finally shining brightly here this morning, and to talk a bit about the weather and the weekend and just getting through this week is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning and happy fry. Yay, it's here.
Let me ask
happy
you.
Happy fry.
Yeah, let me ask you, Brittany. I am staggering to the finish line this week, and I know that you were running around all night on Tuesday night. You've been carrying a lot more weight. We won't even go into everything that's going on, but you've been asked to do even more recently. I tell you, I mean, when you had election night on Tuesday early in the week, and then we still had three more days after that, are you like me where it has just been the longest and the most draining week that we've had in a very long time?
100%. You know, I started off the week with a ton of adrenaline. And then when I finally got a few more hours of sleep pushed in there, it hit me hard. I was dragging. And yeah, I kind of wish elections were on a Thursday or something. So it could be weekend. Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but I mean, twice in the last couple of nights, I have then not been able to sleep. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it has something to do with the clocks changing. I don't know if it has something to do with just the way that the week is gone, but I tell you, and I bet you there's a lot of other folks out there as well that just cannot wait to take a deep breath, enjoy the weekend. And I was talking to Ian earlier. He says he's gonna get out there, do some walking, and enjoy the outdoors as well. And I know that's something that you're gonna be, in fact, doing, I'm sure, this weekend as well.
Yes, I mean, I have to. That is my therapy. That is my stress relief. Being out in nature, having the sun hit my skin, having the fresh breeze blow against you. You can take a deep breath. You can be alone. You can go with friends and family. You can do whatever you want. And I'll tell you, it really, really helps me. I know it's helped a lot of other people. And I highly, highly suggest it. And there's multiple reasons. One, we're anxious. We've got a lot of news to process, and sometimes you need the peace and quiet to process it, and you need a different environment. Sometimes your home gets a little stressful, or the people around you could stress you out a little bit. So the woods is just, I don't know how to explain it. We have it right here in our backyard, Rib Mountain, go to it, something, 9 Mile, anywhere. The Eau Claire River Dells, I'm telling you, just watching the water run by can really start to clear your mind. And it is part of the time change, too. All of us are feeling those effects, even my cats, right? They woke me up way too early this morning because they're still confused. I was upset. I'm like, come on, let me sleep in.
When you talk about being outdoors, I almost feel guilty now because I'm taking next week off. I need a chance. I think, again, reset. Exactly, get away from the normal, have a chance to kind of think, set things up for now the future. I mean, I think there will be major change, and we're going to have to deal with it all in our own way. And you talk about going outside and enjoying the wonderful areas around central Wisconsin. I'm going down to Chicago, and I'm sitting in a casino for a number of days, which is the opposite of just what you're talking about. So there are different strokes for different folks, I'll tell you that much.
I agree. Here's the one thing, though, I think that's in common. Shut the phone off. Put it away. Put it in your pocket. Put it on silent. Leave it alone for a little bit. And wherever your escape is, escape. Do it. Enjoy it. Relax.
Yeah, that's what we have, that I do not disturb on our phones.
Yes. It's time to use it, everyone.
And you're exactly right. And one of the reasons I enjoy poker is because when I do sit at the table, it literally gets me away from everything else. I don't think about all that other stuff. And I do think that, like you said, going out and walking around, enjoying the sights of this time of year, it's a beautiful time of year. I mean, it's not so cold right now that you can't get out there and really enjoy our area, whether here in central Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, any part of Wisconsin. And it looks like weather-wise that the weather is not going to be an excuse this weekend, will it?
It wants to try. It wants to try its best, but here's what's going to happen is what I think. All right, today, gorgeous, beautiful, high-pressure system right overhead. There is not a cloud in the state, which is rare. So temperatures today, nice and comfortable. We will hit those low 50s. And then for tomorrow, we take a little dip to the upper 40s. Not much, but we'll start the day off sunny with more and more clouds building in by the afternoon. We do have chances for light rain, practically drizzle, and I think it's not going to get here until hopefully after dark. Then it'll continue through the evening, and we may see a few more scattered spotty showers, possible early Sunday morning, but those look to start to wind down and dissipate and become more scattered and less likely as we go through the afternoon on Sunday. But it will be a cloudier, kind of darker, drearier weekend, unfortunately. So that's why I'm really pushing today, if you can, soak up that sunshine while it's out. I know our nights are getting longer. Maybe I suggest a bonfire or something to light it up and, you know, have a relaxing vibe.
Absolutely. Well, I will see you in a week.
I'm jealous. I'm going to come down there. Yeah. I'm from Chicago. You're going to see me in the casino randomly. What'd you do? I took Friday off.
I tell you, it's like I'm looking forward to getting away. I'm going to see my sister lives down there and see her and her Yay. Husband have dinner on Monday. I'm heading down there Monday. Go right down there and enjoy some time with her and her husband. Good. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I know that you and Ian and Bob will hold down the fort for me until I get back a week from Monday. But thanks again. I know you've worked exceptionally hard this week. Appreciated it all, as always. And we'll talk again real soon.
Bye, Brittany. Thanks, have a
Chad.
Good weekend.
Bye, guys. Enjoy the week.
Mm-hmm. That's our Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, joins us each weekday right at this time here on WXCO. Right now, fair skies, temperature of 40 degrees in downtown Wausau. After an information update, which is straight ahead, we are going to continue our conversation. Again, I really, really enjoyed talking to Earl Ingram yesterday because, again, he's on the air at the same time as I am. But I said, I got to talk to Earl, talk about what I think and he thinks, and we're going to have a great discussion. We're going to continue that discussion coming up in just a couple of minutes. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. What a day.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Yesterday, after the show ended, I had a chance to talk to my Civic Media colleague, Earl Ingram, who has a show in southeast Wisconsin at the very same time as this one, from 8 till 10 a.m., so I had a chance to record a conversation with a guy that I respect immensely about this week and the election and looking forward. And we heard part one of our discussion back in the first segment of the show, and now we're going to continue talking to Earl Ingram of Civic Media. Let me ask you, said you've been listening to your wife, and you obviously are somebody that listens to your listeners. What has been the response of the people that tune in to the Earl Ingram Show and reach out to you and talk about the issues of the day? What have you heard in the aftermath of this election?
I'm so blessed and honored in yesterday as well as today. I'm blessed and honored because I have both sides of the equation. My listeners are conservative and liberal. And because I'm able to have both sides, we have conversations nonstop. I happen to understand that great radio is not, you know, the amen corner. Hey, everything you say, Earl, is right. Mm-hmm. And so I welcome the debates on both sides. But if you're talking about from the victor, to the victor goes the spoils, the Republicans who call are clearly rubbing my nose in it. We told you that Donald Trump was going to win and you laughed at us. We told you that he was going to garner more votes from Hispanics than anybody else in history. We told you that black voters are going to swing towards Donald Trump and you didn't believe us. And Donald Trump, and his policies are the reason that so many people swung over to us. And so they're gloating. And, you know, as I said to them, you know, there's a difference between those on the other side of it. The guys on the other side who called frustrated, yes, hurt, but they certainly weren't condemning their counterparts. They took it in stride. You notice Kamala Harris herself gracefully admitted that, you know, we've got to fix this. Joe Biden has invited Donald Trump. On the other side, on the flip side of that, Chad, had the Republicans lost, they had people lined up. For heaven's sakes, they had to bring out the National Guard and everybody else at voting places and everywhere else, because there was fear that if Donald Trump lost, there was going to be violence. Well, those on the Democratic side of things handled it gracefully. They're hurt, but the people spoke. And so to me, that's the way democracy is supposed to be.
Don't you, I'm going to say this, I've kind of felt it the last couple of days. It's like, we don't do the right things because we want to get a pat on the back to do it. But at the same time, you want to have a sense of fairness. And what you just said, the Democrats, when Donald Trump won in 2016, Barack Obama opened the doors to the White House and sat with him and had the meeting and did everything in his power to make the transition so smooth. Then we saw them do the wrong things in every step leading to an insurrection 4 years ago. And now again, the Democrats are, I mean, handling themselves just in a glorious way when you think about what you would like people as adults to do. But at the same time, when is there going to be, for lack of a better term, rewards for doing the right thing, and then for not doing the right thing, having some accountability? And it's incredibly frustrating to see, in a sense. I'm so proud of the way that the president and the vice president are handling things. But doggone it, I thought they were the party of responsibility and having having their just desserts if you don't do the right thing, and yet it doesn't seem to matter, and that's, I find, incredibly frustrating.
You know, Chad, your point is so well taken. I will say to you that there were people who were frustrated that the truth didn't win out. The childish behavior, pouting, not getting your way. What message are we sending people in this country that if you don't win, you're going to do everything within your power to disrupt the democracy, and they feel like that's what won, and that there was very little truth in the commercials and in the way that this campaign was run, very underhanded. And so there are people who are hurt by that, and they don't know if our nation will ever get back to a point where they can trust that the media in our nation and those in our nation will accept diplomacy. And as I continuously state, we're at a point one person was able to get the American people to hate their fellow countrymen. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you get beyond that? And so you can say we won, but did the nation really win? Because how do you begin to heal? So husbands and wives split. Sisters and brothers split. Aunties and uncles, cousins, neighbors, for heaven's sakes, who now, I believe it may take a generation or more, because these wounds were so deep, that's what this man did, and that's what the Republican Party did with all of the lies that they told just to win.
I think the Democratic Party had a good record, but yet it didn't matter. And as we ran this campaign, as we watched this campaign, we saw certain voices lifted up. And I was having a discussion earlier today with somebody, and I said basically that my belief is, you know, one of the main surrogates out there, I think, was Liz Cheney. And I said, well, we know that Liz Cheney brought in one vote, Liz Cheney's.
Yes.
I don't know if he brought in any other votes. I don't know if Dick Cheney brought in any votes other than his own vote. I don't know whether or not that a lot of the never Trumper Republicans who were so welcomed into the boat here for this election. And I would say that I think we kind of discussed a little bit yesterday about, you know, the Lincoln Project. I mean, yes, it's wonderful that they're fighting against Donald Trump, but the idea that they're given a spot in the front seat of the Democratic vehicle that is trying to drive us to a better future. Were some of the voices that Democrats should be pushing forward left in the back seat this time around?
So, listen, Chad, you know, you're asking me, I'm a straight shooter. I think to constantly say people who were once Republicans, and now the main voice of the Democratic Party. I'm not saying people can't change. People have every right to change. But for people who have been Democrats nonstop and have voted Democrat, have bled the blood of the Democratic Party and been engaged their entire lives, you know, kind of treated and pushed in the background because of people who were once Republicans and who are now, I used to be a Republican, but now I'm a Democrat. And somehow that person, those people get a platform over people who have been Democrats their entire lives, I think is a mistake from the perspective of, I don't know how many people, as you stated, they were able to change. Because there's a difference in a person who believes in what the Democratic Party has stood for and a person who has come to grips with it. They've been the enemy of the Democratic Party and fought in opposition to it. And now all of a sudden they found Jesus or come to Jesus moment. And so all the things that they believe, I'm not saying people can't change.
Right.
People can change. And if you don't change and you don't evolve, you don't grow as a human being. But when we're talking about politics, it's something altogether different.
As I got back from covering in here in Marathon County early Wednesday morning, and I was laying in the dark and having a hard time falling asleep, I started thinking about some of the issues that selfishly affect me. And I was thinking about, right, like, over the years, we've heard a lot of talk about, you know, coming in with these conservatives cutting earned benefits and Social Security and all that. And to be honest with you, it never really hit me. It never really hit me that they would have the, number one, the ability to do it, and number two, the actual willpower to do it. I think sometimes there were issues within campaigns, but as I was laying there, my thought is, we know number one of the first things they always do is they come in and they push through in the first year of a new Republican administration the massive tax cut that blows a huge hole in the budget, and then all of a sudden they start talking about, well, we got to find a way to close that hole. And I think that this time around, they're going to be very serious about it. And then I started thinking beyond my own little, as I get older and I get closer to those years of where I'm going to be counting on some of those programs. And I thought beyond myself. And I thought, and that's one reason I wanted to bring you on, because there are reasons for people to be nervous, aren't there? Based on what these people have been talking about and the ability for them now to do it.
You know, Chad, first off, thanks for bringing me on because I'm an old goat. I appreciate that.
I'm not. But, you're goat in a different way, Earl.
Yeah,
the goat that we talk about, the good goats.
but I will say to you that your point is so well taken. I said to people, if you follow what Donald Trump and Republicans have stood for and have done historically, and I don't know why this should be any different, Donald Trump is going to make sure they reinstate the major tax cut for the wealthy. Donald Trump is going to, he says he's going to cut taxes on Social Security. Donald Trump is going to lower the tax rate on corporations to 15%. With $30 trillion in debt. And yet he's going to cut even more revenue to the coffers of this nation. So, and then he's talking about the tariffs. And so if you follow all of those things to the end, and if all those things happen, that there's less money coming into the government, how do you run the government? You need revenue to run the government. So they're not going to cut military spending. That's taboo.
No, absolutely.
But they're going to go after Social Security, Medicare, and food stamps. And the last time I checked, the Farm Bill cannot pass because Republicans want to cut food stamps. And there are people who live in rural areas as well as in urban areas,
yes,
who are struggling, who are having, and elders who are, for heaven's sakes, who've lived the majority of their life in this nation, been productive, and now are struggling and are in food lines and soup lines. And so through no fault of their own. And now this man is coming in. He's going to cause even more damage. For heaven's sakes, I heard Elon Musk say, well, there's going to be some suffering. And people had better get ready. In order for us to get it better, we've got to make sure we've got to cut some things. Well, there are people who voted for these people.
Yeah.
And they never once said they were going to do that. Here it is 2 days later, and they're trying to prepare the people who voted for them for the bloodletting that they're getting ready to do to the American people and the very people who voted for them. Come on, Chad.
Come on is right. We're going to have a few more minutes of my conversation with Earl Ingram. Again, Earl Ingram on the air, part of the Civic Media Network, at the same time as I am. But we'll be right back with more with Earl Ingram here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show here on WXCO. Continuing a few more minutes with Earl Ingram, and started again by asking Earl, now, what about the future of the Democratic Party?
So, Chad, I will say this to you as a 70-year-old man. The Democratic Party needs to look long and hard at itself. They took an L. We took a horrible defeat. You know, may even lose the House.
Yeah.
So nobody can say that what we did, what the Democratic Party did, was successful in this election. Far too many, 15 million less people voted. Kamala Harris got 65 million votes. Joe Biden had 81 million. So Democrat and Donald Trump got 3 million less votes than he did when he won. So he was able to keep control over, for the most part, those who supported him. The Democrats are the ones who lost votes. There were people who were Democratic who didn't feel the need to come out and vote. And I think because many of them felt like the Democratic Party has let them down. And so I would say that the Democratic Party put a lot of emphasis on abortion. It was the number one subject and issue that the Democratic Party aligned itself with. That wasn't enough to carry people who struggle daily. And to talk about the economy is great for you if you have great stocks. You know, I mean, if you're in the stock market and you're doing well, you made a lot of money. The stock market, Dow Jones is at 43,000, for heaven's sakes. Under George Bush Jr., when he left, it was at 6,700.
Right.
So somebody's gotten very wealthy. It's not the average person. And so the average person are the listeners to your show, the listeners to my show, and the listeners to Civic Media for the most part. And so the Democrats have to figure out, you know, how do we get back there? And I think it's going to take soul searching on the Democratic Party's part. I don't know anymore if, and I hate to say this, if baby boomers who are in charge inside the Democratic Party should remain in charge. The world has changed. My generation has led, and now this is not our future. And so I think the Democratic Party needs to look long and hard at younger faces, people with younger ideas. It's their future. It's yeah. not my generation's future. And even though I love Bernie Sanders is a beautiful man. Mm-hmm. You know, Chuck Schumer. The transition needs to start. And I would say that that's what needs to take place in the Democratic Party.
And one final point, and I think this one that kind of fits for you, is one thing, as I was sitting at our Democratic Party on Tuesday, it wasn't much of a party here in Marathon County in north central Wisconsin. On the screen, they had MSNBC on, and there was a lot of chuckling. And my first thought is, boy, we need somebody both up there and down here that aren't afraid to throw maybe an elbow or two, a little bit of sharper elbows, that sometimes there's too much chuckling and not enough elbows, using a basketball terminology. Get under the basket and that fight for the rebound. Sometimes you got to have that elbow out there to get the basketball back. Do you think that we need a little bit more of that? And I know that you're somebody that's not afraid to, you know, when going for that ball to get the elbows out. I just felt like at times there's a little softness out there that we need to kind of be a little tougher.
It's a great analogy. I'm a former basketball player, and I was good at that. Jockeying around, that's how you can't get a rebound from the outside. You got to get inside, and you got to have a guy on your back. And so the Democratic Party and those, many of them are considered to be elitists. And so when you watch an MSNBC, as I do, you see people who economically aren't struggling to put food on the table. They don't really even know people from that type of situation. They'll send their camera people to go and even where you are and to interview some of the people. But, you know, you can never, there's nothing like the people themselves. And so who knows any better than the people themselves? And so we've got to get back to bringing leadership from the people who struggle every day, the people who understand what it's like to be concerned about whether or not I'm going to be able to pay the rent, the gas bill, the bad weather I'm going to have to make a decision on whether or not I can have hamburger today. Mm-hmm. Never mind, I'm not going to be steak. What is that? You know, there are people in this, the wealthiest nation on earth, Chad, who are struggling and suffering, and that number continues to grow. And whether the Republicans or the Democrats, either one of them, lose touch and sight of the American people, we are the American people, the everyday person. And so the people who represent us in a representative government don't represent us. That's the issue. How do we get back to making, in a representative government, the only power we have is to petition our representatives. We need to make sure that those representatives represent us. And if they don't represent us, I don't care, you know, how great their name is and name recognition, they should be banished. Democrats and Republicans, there should only be people who feel the pain of the people who elected them. And if they get to a point, Chad, where they have to make a decision on whether or not I should support the lobbyists or the people who put me in office, they should be banished.
My discussion with Earl Ingram. Again, he is on the air on Civic Media. You can catch a podcast of his show by going to civicmedia.us and clicking on the shows and listen to all the great voices we have throughout the state here on Civic Media. Wonderful to talk to Earl about this week. And we're going to talk a little bit about where we are here at the end of the week. It's been a long, tough week. We're going to do that coming up in the next segment. Another hour to go. We'll have Ian and our number for the day quiz try to set a record at the end as well. So, and Paul Micklick coming up as well here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.